Bishop Noel Jones, how you feeling this morning, Bishop?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I guess, you know, I'm just a little tired, man. And, man, you get up early. This is early.
You Bishop. Know, good DJs, like good preachers, never sleep.
Yeah, we.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. It's like it's not like sunrise service.
Well, that's only once a year. He only does that once a year. Somebody don't do it every Sunday.
And that's exactly right. You know. Oh my goodness! I mean, my brain is just trying to gather itself.
All right, Bishop. New season of Preachers of L.A. on Oxygen premieres tonight, and Sybil is your biggest fan.
You know, I had an opportunity last week to talk to two of your fellow preachers on TJTV, sir, and talked about that. And I really did not like the first episode last year. And you and I had a discussion about that on the air, and I was really, really taken aback by it. But it grew on me. And, you know,
and now it's your favorite show.
Now it's one of my favorite shows, I got to admit. But I'm really concerned about you, Bishop. First of all,
why so?
I'm concerned about your health because you travel so much and you just look like it. You've got the world on your shoulders.
Well, I think I'm doing a little bit better now. I've started swimming again, and I have a good regimen. Here's what I do. Whatever's in the freezer that won't freeze, I don't drink. And whatever's in the refrigerator that gels up, I don't eat.
Well, in my freezer, the vodka doesn't freeze, so.
That's my point exactly. That's my point exactly. And neither does the gin.
And I'm also concerned, sir, about your personal life and the way you have shared so much with us. And poor Loretta. How's Loretta doing?
She's fine. I mean, you know, I'm the victim in this case. You know, I mean, I don't know why.
Are you now?
Why is he the victim?
Why am I not the victim? You know, I've known many times.
No, don't give us a question with a question.
Well, no, I'm going to answer.
How long have you dated Loretta?
I've been, you know, dating. You've got to define it. But nonetheless, we have been friends for a long time. And so it's really funny that a man cannot be friends with a woman and not marry her, or, you know, as if she's some kind of inanimate object who you just simply decide, all right, I'm marrying you, and she just has to fall in line. It seems to me as if she has her own mind, and that if she decides not to, then that's up to her. If she intimates that she wants to when we started out not intending to, then now I have to make a decision.
What does the Bible say?
What does that mean, Reverend?
The Bible has nothing to do with it in that sense, because, listen, some of the greatest people in the Bible were never married. Paul was never married. And he talked more about marriage than anybody there was. Of course, Jesus would be too much of any one woman, so he couldn't get married. So,
that's why I go to your church.
Bishop.
Thank you.
Bishop.
So thank you, Bishop. You laid it all out.
Let me just ask you this. Does she want to get married?
It seems as if you watch the show, you will find that there's been a shift in the temperature of our relationship. Because all of
Bishop, does she want to get married?
I'm telling you now, I'm hearing what I never heard before.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's all orchestrated by the Honorable Bishop Ron Gibson, who is turning up the heat on her.
He's turning up the heat on her, so she does want to get married.
No, she sounds like it.
Are the other first ladies getting to her?
Oh, I think everybody in the whole wide world is getting to it.
But they're not getting to you.
Land the plane, Bishop. Land the plane.
But they're not getting to you. That's what
no,
I'm hearing.
But no, of course they're not. You see, at the end of the day, marriage is mutual. Mm-hmm. Marriage is something that two people have to do. Because, listen, if you want to marry me and I don't want to marry you, what happens in that relationship? What happens in that?
We're going to get married.
Never let somebody who ain't married tell you you should get married, Bishop. You know, do your thing.
You are hilarious to me. And I love the way you take all of this. So I hear there's going to be a lot of personal and family drama this season.
Yes, they you know, truly, I'm doing more ministry this season. Of course, the Loretta thing and I seems to be the the item that brings everybody back next week, you know, what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. In one sense, it's not the total show. But there are ministry things that are going to be very, very touching. The incident in Lake Charles that everyone heard of last year. Well, we went there in seeking to make right, or in seeking to keep the people from having suffered because of what happens in leadership. That was very endearing, a very touchy kind of a thing. Of course, you're going to have the clashes between the guys, the personality clashes. Your group seems to be the only group that does not have any major clashes in public.
Well, no, we keep our stuff on the low for the most part.
Oh, I see. That's really nice.
Until the right reality deal comes along.
Oh, this is really what happens behind the scenes on the Tom Jonas Show.
So tonight is the big premiere for the second episode, and will there be a wedding in sometime during the season? Will we see plans?
Oh, you have to watch. You have to watch to see. I can't disclose such something of that magnitude.
Don't let him go so easy, Sia. Don't let him go so easy. Come on, Sia.
Will there be a wedding in which you are involved, not as a bishop, but as a participant, as in a groom?
You have to watch the show.
I mean, I'm about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rockets. But nonetheless, let me put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. You got to watch the show at 10 o'clock tonight Eastern Standard Time, 9 Central Standard Time. The show comes on. It's Preachers of L.A. on Oxygen.
Bishop.
And you've got to watch.
Bishop.
Yes.
Can you hang on a second? Can we talk to Loretta?
You got to find her. I don't know where she is.
He's good. He's good.
You almost had him, Sid.
He almost handed the phone over.
He almost handed the phone over.
That would be super funny, I'm telling you.
Bishop Noel Jones, Preachers of L.A., tonight.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Does it count as church if I watch?
It's okay. Yes, you'll get one merit towards heaven.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Oh, you still got a long road to go, though, Bishop.
Call my bishop and tell him.